Okay, so we've moved on from the sugyas of Ben Chalutza and so on, and last we did about the Maisa of Kasher Zalman, and now we're moving on to Gullus, the next few lines in Beis HaMebeis. And here the Gemara has an interesting Shak Vitaria, and the Or Sameach, as you saw, had an interesting understanding of the Havamina and the Maskana. So the read through the Gemara quickly. The Gemara says, four lines down, Minah Hanemile, how do you know that one who, Adam Zomim, who say that someone gets Gullus, they don't get the Gullus? Amr Reish Lakish, Damakra, who Yanus El Achas Harim, who Velo Zomim? Only the Ratzach Beshogeg has the din of Gullus, but not the Zomim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kavachomer Mahu Sheasa Maisa Bemazid Enogola, a Ratzach Bemazid doesn't get Gullus. Hain Shlo Asu Maisa Bemazid, the Adam who did not do a Maisa Bemazid, and Rashi says, Ela Dibur Ba'ama, they spoke, which as someone pointed out, who's pointed it out? It's against Aruch Lener. Who pointed out? Who pointed out? Someone pointed out that this is against the Aruch Lener, which says you need a ma'aseh for Eden Zomim. This is not a ma'aseh. It's a dibur ba'alma. So hein shlo asu ma'aseh b'meizid el b'dibur eino din shlo yiglu. So if one who did a ma'aseh, rotzech, did a ma'aseh, doesn't get gullus, so those who did not do ma'aseh shouldn't get gullus either. V'hi no senes, the Gemara says, who shasa ma'aseh b'meizid lo liglu. The reason why the Ratzach B'mezid doesn't get Gullus, he doesn't deserve Gullus. He doesn't deserve the Kabara. However, Hain, Shalasu Maisa B'mezid, they who did not do the Maisa B'mezid, Nami Liglu, they should get Gullus, Ki Heichi Dilehevei Lu Kabara, so that they should Taka have Kabara. So they should get Gullus. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella Mechaversa Kadesh Lakish, Resh Lakish Yeshita is clear. Okay. So either way, this Kavachomer is very interesting. The Havamina and the Maskana. So the Or Sameach reads the Havamina Maskana as follows. He says that the initial understanding is the Tam of the Ir Miklat is to be for a place of Hatzalah. Maybe the Galdam is going to kill him. And therefore, B'yochan makes sense that those who, he who did a Maisa B'mezid or a Tzach B'mezid, he doesn't get Gullus because the Galdam is allowed to kill him, Imotah to kill him. They, the Edom Zomim, who did not do a Maisa, it's Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa. Nothing happened. No one was killed. There's no heter of a Goldam at all. The Goldam's not going to try to take revenge for their cousin who was almost killed, but he wasn't actually killed. If there's no din of a Goldam, there's no need for Arimikla. There's no need for Atzala. So therefore, that's Lemaisa. The Makam de lo Shayach din of Goldam, there's no need for Atzala. But the Havamina was that there should be a need for Kapara. If it's about Kapara, they deserve Kapara. That's how I mean they should get kabar, so they should deserve kabar for the avera being Adam Zomim, Eid Sheker. But lamaskana, since the ma'isa, the Ari Miklat is not for kabar, rather it's for hatzala, and there's no goldam, there's no need for hatzala here at all. That's the havamina maskana according to the Or Sameach, which again means lamaskana, the inyan of a goal of Ari Miklat is for hatzala.
Rather, fine. Just
yeah, sure. The havamina was that maybe Adam Zomim should get gullus, so that they should have kapara for the Eidus Sheker. Kamash Milan, that no, Ari Miklat is for Hatzalah purposes. And only when there's a Gol Adam do you need Hatzalah. But since there's no Gol Adam by the Eidim Zomim, because no one was actually killed in the end of the day, there's no Gol Adam, that means there's no Ari Miklat. And that's why they don't get it, because Ari Miklat is for Hatzalah, not for kapara. So this Chakir, as we're going to see through the Rishon Achronim, according to the Sameach's understanding, is the Havamina and the Maskana of the Gemara here. Okay. Now, there is a Gemara, although the Gemara says here that it's about Kapara, the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis in Makos says that it's not about Kapara. And so Tosas tries to deal with this, and at the end of the day, Tosas comes to Maskana and the Gemara in Yud Alpha Beis, and he seems to say that no, there is kapara. Gullus really is kapara. It's just that the Mises Kohen Gadol ends. It's a gemiras kapara, but it really is a kapara. So although the Or Sameach says lemaskana, he thinks the Ir Miklat is actually a hatsala, but the Tosa seems to conclude based on the Havamina, like the Havamina, that really Ir Miklat is a din in kapara, not a din in hatsala. That's the understanding of Tosfos versus the Or Sameach's maskana. Now the Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Yeshua says on the Tosas later on. Now it's a very interesting Tosas. I thought about doing the Tosas, but I thought it was a little bit too involved. So we extract from the Pnei Yeshua's understanding of Tosos there. In this case, Amazed Ha'isi, that whole discussion that he writes at Ir Miklat is a Eitza Tova. It's a good suggestion. It's a good suggestion. You want to save your life, go to the Ir Miklat. It's a place of Hatzala. Not a kapara for the Ratzeach. It's a Hatzala Ba'alma. So Hainu Eitza Tova Lahorig B'shogig Shlo Yargenu. So he doesn't get murdered from the Galdam. He should run away to the Ir Miklat. So here we have now, on one hand, the Orsameach L'maskana and the Pnei Yeshua who hold that the Ir Miklat is a Hatzala. And on the other hand, we have Tosos and Makos Yud Alf Mbez, who holds the Maskana, it's really a Kapara. Now, even though it's true that they're two different things, yeah.
Could it be argued that the, or I mean, that everyone, I guess, could hold that there are both elements present?
Yeah, you could certainly say, and about to say, you could say that they're both elements that are relevant. The question, which one is the Iker? Now, or are there nafkaminas that we have to figure out which is more important? Or maybe it's you could still say they're maybe mutually exclusive, maybe one way or the other, or both. So, which leads to the Sefer HaChinuch.
Yeah. Would the Tosafot say that when you, because it's kapara, therefore you should get galus, the only reason he doesn't is because the Kohen Gadol already died?
Correct, exactly, yeah. We were talking, I was talking earlier with some of the guys about the different steps of kapara. And that the galus itself serves at some level of kapara, and the Mises Kohen Gadol serves at another element of kapara. Kapara is a process. There are many stages in a person's achieving of kapara. So just to give you a few examples, when a person dies, so Mises itself is a kapara, but its kapara isn't complete. When he gets buried in the ground, that's a further type of kapara. When you bury him, you cover him up, that final covering up is another kapara, and then 12 months later, when the body has decomposed a bit, that's more kapara. So why don't you say just, you know, don't bury the body at all and just say kaddish for 12 months and let that be kapara. What's in and of burying in the ground? Because kapara is more complex than you would imagine. It's not just like kapara or no kapara. There are different parts of the neshama that require different types of kaparas. How it works, how they align, I'm not sure, but there are stages. In a similar fashion, when a person does tshuva. So depending on the avera that Gemara is talking about at the end of Masechet Yuma, some averas, by doing tshuva alone, is sufficient. If it's a more serious offense, you need tshuva plus Yom Kippur. If it's even more severe, you need tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Misa. So kapara is not so simple. So different stages. So yes, when it comes to kapara of galus, a person kills, the galus provides a certain kapara, and the Mises Kohen Gadol provides a final kapara as well. It's part of a process. Either way, we see there's an element of kapara, and there's an element of tzala, and they both could be true. And in fact, the Sefer HaChinuch does write both of them in explaining the Shar Sheh Mitzvah of the Ir Miklat. The Sefer HaChinuch says there are two elements here. He writes, Mishar Sheh Mitzvah, Lefisha Avon HaRetzicha Chamer Ad Me'od. We know how terrible a murder is. It's one of the three worst of errors. Shebash Chasas HaOlam, Ad Shamu Zichron Levracha, Shehorig Nefesh Mezid, Afil Asa Kal Mitzvot Eino Nitzal Min Hadin. A person could be a great tzaddik and he murders someone, he's not going to be protected from punishment. And Lachain Rai Lemisha Harag Afila Shogi, one who murders even accidentally, Michaivan Shabasa Takala Gadala Kazu Ayado. It's a terrible thing. It was an accident, but still nonetheless he did it. Since it's so bad, Yitzar Ale Tsar Gullus. He needs to experience the pain of Gullus, says the Chinuch. Sheshoko Kimat Kitsar Misa, it's almost like a feeling of death, loneliness, separation. Shenifrat Ha'adam Me'ovav, he has to be separate from his loved ones, his family, his neighbors. Umeret Maladeto, he's exiled from the place he was born. V'shochen kol yomav imzarm, he has to live amongst strangers for the rest of his life. So to kapara, that's one element of the chinuch. But odiyesh tikkun olam b'mitzvah, there's also a benefit in going there. Kamo shebir ha'kosov sheyinatzel imzem miyad goldam leval yargenu. Alo chamas b'kapov sherishogig haya. He's protected, it's a safe haven for him to go. So the chinuch says these both elements, these two elements, and again it's predicated based on the Gemara, predicated on the Or Sameach and Tosus and so on. So these are the two basic dinim. Everyone's good so far? Fine. Now, where things get interesting, maybe even tricky, is when it comes to the Maharsha and the Ritva and the Aruch HaNer a bit. That's probably a shorter shir today, but that's what we're going to, for the most part, focus on now, after getting that Chakira out there. So now the Marsha says, if you go to the back, the Marsha here, on Yudam Abayz, the Gemara is talking about a well-known Gemara. It's brought down by Rashi, Rashi Alatara, who talks about this, a person who killed accidentally, so he really deserves galus, but since there are no Edom, so he's going to, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it happen, he's going to fall off the ladder, and then Edom will see, then he'll go to galus that way to make up what he deserved. So Tosa, rather than Marsha, asks the question, ask Kasha. Dimashma means that the Gemara implies Shaharag Bishogeg below Edom, one who murders accidentally without witnesses. Shehutrach Ligalus. He needs to go to Galus. V'lo yodanu ama. I don't know why. The Hagalus at Lari Miklat Eino Rak Mipne Gol Hadam. Shehargenu. The Marsha clearly assumes that the purpose of the Ir Miklat is not for Kapara, rather it's for Hatzala. So why does he need to go to the Ir Miklat if no one knows he murdered? He didn't do anything wrong. Why is he trying to, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to get back at him? When he initially murdered, and there are no Edom, so no one knows what's going on, and there's no Heter of the Gol Adam. If there's no Heter of the Gol Adam, why send him to Galus? V'me'ein Edom bedavar heyach yargenu ha-gol. The Gol has no right to kill. But everyone understand the question? You, I assume you saw this. So the Marsha answers, V'ef shalomar im humode bedavar, if the shogeg, the Rotech B'Shogeg admits that he murdered someone. Granted, there are no Edom, but he admits that he murdered someone. Oh, she yizvad ha'davar ayde krovim upsum, or they were told by Edom, although they're puzzled at Edus, but in the end of the day, they were able to testify. In that case, shepater ha'gol im yargenu. And the Goldam kills him, he's actually exempt from doing so. So there's a lot going on here. A lot. And, you know, there's a misunderstanding about what Pshat Marsha is. Because initially the Aruch HaNer, when he read this, and it was pointed out to me, who pointed it out again to me? Right. That the Aruch HaNer understands the Marsha to say that when the guy admits, he goes to Gullus when he admits that he murdered someone. But that's not what the Marsha says. And it can't be what Pshat in the Gemara is either. Because again, the scenario is where Shogeg, the guy kills B'Shogeg. No Edom. And then Hashem says, okay, you have to go back to make it up to make you get you Gullus. You need Gullus now. So what's the case here? But there's no need for Gol Adam. There's no need for Gullus. There's no Gol Adam. So how is there a case of Gol Adam? It must be where the Shogeg, the Rechek B'Shogeg admitted what he had done. That's why there's a Gol Adam in this case. Well, if he admitted what he did, so now shouldn't he have to go to Gullus now? He should be going to Gullus from the first place. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to create another scenario of him killing someone to go to Gullus in the second scenario. From the first case, he should go to Gullus. But the Marsha doesn't say he goes to Gullus. When a person admits he murdered someone B'Shogeg, the Marsha says there's a heter for the Gol Adam to kill him. But he doesn't have to go to Gullus in that case at all. Now the Aruch HaNer understood that... What?
If you would go and chaper him,
though. Well, so the Marsha is not working with Kapara. The Marsha seems to say it's not about Kapara at all. It's about Hatzal.
So why would we believe
him? Save him, exactly. We'll
say
exactly.
Believe him if he admits?
So that's another question. Why do you believe him? So that's let's get to all those different levels here. But just trying to understand Pshat and the Marsha, and we'll get to why we believe him, whereas the Nemanos, we'll get to all those stages. But just first, understanding what the Marsha says. Marsha says that when he admits, he's not going to Gullus. When he admits, that just allows there to be a Gol Hadam now. That's what he says. There's a Gol Adam in this case based on his admission. Which means the Aruch HaNer's question isn't predicated on anything. He says, let's reading the Marsha just to get shot for a second. He says, Masha Pshita L'Marsha She'adam Gola Al Pi Hodas Atzmo. He goes to Gullus based on his admission and he goes on to reject the base in the Ritva. But he doesn't say he gets Gullus in the Marsha. He says he just said there's a Heter for the Gol Adam. And if there's a Heter for the Gol Adam, that's why the Gemara has to create a situation where he goes back to Gullus so he has Hatzalah. He needs to be saved from the Gol Adam. Everyone with me right now? Fine. Okay, just that's Pshat and Marsha. Now let's understand the Marsha a little bit. So you just asked the question, why do we trust him? Why wouldn't we trust him? Why would we not trust him?
Well, he wants to get himself an exemption just in case he's scared that the guy will find out. So he's like, oh, I really want to go to Gullus, so he admits.
He admits.
If it's kapara, then we would trust him.
We trust him, okay.
If it really was bemazed, and then he would know klapish and that kapara wouldn't work, why would he want to go to Gauls anyways if we're going for kapara?
If he would know the kapara wouldn't work, say he wouldn't want to go.
Yeah, so obviously when you're admitting and you want to go and you're going to leave all your loved ones in your house where you're born, so obviously we would believe you, or else you have no reason to lie if it's kapara.
No reason to lie. At the same time, there's no reason to go either. He's not getting kapara from it, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he wouldn't lie.
The category, we don't believe people when it comes to a doing avera in other mesim asma rasha. We don't trust the person when he admits to doing something wrong. So why would we trust him in this case here? In other mesim asma rasha.
Even if you admit that you're shogeg.
Even if you admit that you're shogeg. Well, this case, right? I guess if he's shogeg, right?
Russia.
Right.
He's still Russia.
That'd be shogeg. Would he be considered Russia?
Rashi ani dal from Bez, and that Gemara says that shnei rishayim. No?
Yeah, but I'm not sure lagabe this particular halacha. You have to look back on that Tosin dot Bezim and Aleph, that Tosin that we're going with Mezim Hayisi, the Meidim Anubish Ploni. And the Gemara says, Tosin asks, can you say Mezim Hayisi? You look at the Marsha there, he says, how can we trust him? Eight other Mezim Asma Rasha. So that might only be by Mezim, not by Shogeg. To look up that Dinigah, I don't think it applies to Shogeg actually.
Maybe he stopped himself being a Rasha once he had Bezim.
Well, that's part, very good. That's part of the answer, that when a person wants to do Tshuva, so then there's actually, that's what the Marsha says, exactly, very good. If you look at the Marsha in the back there, he says, how can a person say Mez Hayisi, ain't Adam Mez Matzah Rasha? So he says, ain't Adam Mez Matzah Rasha, Elishu Osa Tshuva. So then he wants to do the right thing. He's doing Tshuva, so then we would trust him, he's trying to undo what he had done. So in that situation, we would trust the person.
For that by a Ritzayef, then he'd be a Rasha, because he can't do Tshuva unless he goes to Gaulus, unless he...
If a case of the Ritzayef, he wants to do tshuva now, so he admits that he had done something wrong. So that's, but if he did,
he's kapar ben chaveru.
Well, he needs a double tshuva. He needs tshuva alts ben al chaveru, and also
right. He's still considered a rasha to some extent, so he's still making it to the rasha.
But he's doing the best he could do. Whatever is in his position in hands to do right now, he's doing. He can't
still
undo.
Still making it to the rasha,
no? But he wants to do the process. Part of the process is doing the kapar of gullus. But either way, the marshal is not working within gullus, within kapar. He's working with that sala. Yeah.
If you have no dim gullus, do you go to gullus? And does it work? If it's not a valid edus at all.
Yeah, they talk about this based on the mission of Avos, that gullus is mechaperis. Not only gullus that you're chayiv to do, but a person stam wants to go into gullus. He didn't kill anybody. But just stam, getting a kapar of gullus, is such a thing.
His admission didn't actually change anything other than, like, he could have gone to gullus anyway. It's just the gullus was able to kill him.
Exactly, right. Okay, let's get back on track for a second, yeah?
In the last example of the Marshal, does he say that when the Rotzech is Chayav Golos, no, he doesn't say it's Chayav Golos, but when he says he could go into Golos by himself if he wants to, would the Golodam be Potter or Chayav?
In the end of the day, Marshal says that the Golodam would be Potter. If he admits that he murdered, so the Golodam would be Potter if he kills someone. That's what he writes in the end of the day. But just what comes out clear from the Marsha is that now we're talking about when he admits there's no chiv to go to Gaulis at all.
Well, why does that matter though? If what he said is true, you can go by yourself. So then there's seemingly no reason to go to court. He'll just go by himself to Gaulis.
If he wants, he can, but we couldn't enforce it.
Why does it matter if it's enforced though? If it's really a privilege for him to go to Gaulis, he doesn't need it to be enforced. He should just go to Gaulis and then he's saved. And now the Gaulis can't kill him.
Granted, But the chiddush here is the chiddush.
So why does Hashem need to make him kill a second time? It's okay to make him. Oh, now he's.
So it could be that the fact that there's a chi of gullus is we want to protect it. We don't want people to die. So this guy said, I don't care. I'm happy to live in my house and under the danger of this Goldam killing me. And Torah says, no, we don't want you to be killed. Go there and save. The Goldam has a heder, and now you're endangered. Go to the Goldam and save yourself.
It's really like a mitzvah Hashem's doing for us.
Yeah. Now again, you have to start fine tuning. The Pnei Yeshua's language, Eitz HaTovah, says it's a good advice. Maybe we won't be mechayiv it. Maybe we would encourage it. We're trying. We want to save people's lives here. So there are different levels. It could be Eitz HaTovah's advice. It could be the Chinuch says mitzvah, it's highly encouraged. And therefore what? But even to mitzvah asi doesn't mean it's a chiyuv. It could be a kim. It could be an Eitz HaTovah. Even Eitz HaTovah could be a mitzvah. It doesn't tell you the level of how we would push and encourage it, strengthen it. Yeah.
The Marsha is working with an Hatzala.
He worked with an Hatzala, yeah.
And therefore, we were saying before that the Aruch HaNer, if he's reading the way that the Marsha says that he can be killed by the Gol Adam. So what's the chalek between that and the way the Aruch HaNer is reading it? that he goes to Galus. If it's all Mishum Hatzalah, then what's Ashur Hashem the difference?
No, because the Marsha never says that based on his admission, do we send him to Galus?
If the Galadam can kill him, and the only reason that a person goes to Galus is Mishum Hatzalah, like, why is that not a logical conclusion?
Maybe that would be the answer. Maybe the explanation would be once we conclude that the Gol Adam has a hetet to kill him because based on his admission, then Mimela, the next step would indicate that Einach Nami goes to Galus because we have to enforce it, encourage it, etat of whatever the level is. Maybe that would lead to the...
Why would Marsha saying you would show you again with Eden now if you're going to Galus?
I mean, that should happen in the first place. I mean, you don't need a second scenario to create the Galus.
Then that's a steer.
Right,
if
yeah.
That's a logical conclusion, then you're steer.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you don't need the whole scenario to have him killed the second time, this person, from the first admission. If that would have led to Galus, then you don't need a second scenario. Yeah. Okay, very good. Okay, a lot going on here right now, a lot. Okay, so that's the Maharsha. Now, let's move on to the Ritva, and hopefully this will shed some light on the Maharsha and this overall discussion. The Ritva. Go to the last page of the Ritva with the Dear Masel Inami. Inami, the Ritva, if you want to look at the Ritva, I won't go the whole thing together, but you can certainly on your own go to the Ritva. It's Kedai piece is based on that same Tosfos. And he talks about a scenario whereby the person admitted, the Rotzeach admitted he killed someone. He said, Harakti, I killed someone. But you were not present. You were not there. In this case, the Edom Zomim actually are chayiv. Even though the Nidon's getting the din, and you might think, oh, it's Kasher Asa, v'lo Kasher Zomim, but the Kasher Asa is happening from a different admission, not from their Edus. You were still Edom Zomim. Even though you were mechavin to the right outcome, but there's no way you could have seen what he had done. So therefore, it is called Edom Zomim. And he brings you a raya from the Gemara Baba Kama, that says, Gavi Tavachu Macha Shimamar Ganafti Vatavachti Mecharti. The Ganav admitted I stole, he admitted he shechted, he sold the money. However, Lo Befnechem, you were not present, you did not witness this, and Nimsu Zom Shimashalman, you pay. The Edom Zom have to pay. So here as well, they'd have to pay, they would have to get potentially Gullus or Malchus in this case, even though they were Chavin to the right outcome, but there's no way they actually saw what happened. So then the Ritva writes, Vechitema. Why are the Edom Zom Chayiv here? Sherehu Gola Al Piatmo De Gullus Kaparehi. So there's a lot going on here right now. There are three different sugyas at play. One sugya, I want to try to break them down, is what is the het of the Gol Adam to kill in general? That's one. What's that based on? I'll explain in just a second. Second thing is, would a person get Gullus Al Piatmo? Can he self-exile himself? What is that? And the third element is Edom Zomim getting chayiv here. So let me break down each point, and then we'll try to read through the Ritva. Number one is, the heter of the Gol Adam, what exactly is a heter of the Gol Adam to kill? It's a very strange heter. So this is a whole other sugya in its own right. But one heter, one explanation would be that it's similar to, I explained to some of you during the morning seder, it's similar to the case of the Eish Shifas Tower. Eish Shifas Tower where the soldiers out at war and they see a beautiful non-Jewish woman and there's a whole gerus process, a unique gerus process. And the Gemara tells us because the Yetzirah is so strong in general, but certainly in the times of Muhammad and whatnot, we have to give them the heter. There's no other way. It's a very dangerous thing to apply for to ever take such a heter elsewhere, obviously. Oh, my Yetzirah is strong. Okay, let me do it this way. No. But the Torah gives certain heterim like this. So the Gol Adam, and this I saw in the Hamak Davar, the Nitziv writes, and his parish al Torah, he says the heter of the Gol Adam is because the Gol Adam is so angry that his relative was killed, his blood is boiling, he's going to want to take revenge, so we gave him the heter. You could kill if he steps outside of the Bezdin, outside of Ari Miklat, rather. It's a special heter to just to deal with the taiva, the kas, the anger, the chemda of the Gol Adam. It's a heter for him, like Eish Shifas Torah. The other approach is that the Gol Adam is working as a Shliach Bezdin somewhat. It's a type of Mises Bezdin. The Ritzeach, as we saw in the Chinuch, that murder is a terrible thing. And Afil B'Shogig, there's some element of Misa he deserves, some kapar he needs from the Misa. And the Goel Adam is the one who's going to carry that punishment out, a Shliach Bezdin to a certain extent. It's a Mises Bezdin. And just to give you an example, we have other situations where you could have a Mises Bezdin, which is outside of Bezdin. So again, I explained to some of you in the Seder that a case of Kanim Pogimbo. Kanim Pogimbo, the case of Pinchas, that Maisash of Pinchas, that he had Heter to kill. And had he asked, had he consulted with Bezdin, Bezdin would have said, no, we don't. You shouldn't kill in this situation. But when he does act without consulting, he's supposed to do what he's doing. He's supposed to kill. Like he murdered them. He killed them. And there's a Rashi, says Sanhedrin, which implies that that's called the Mises Bezdin. You have some situations where you could have take matters in your own hands, and that's considered a Shlichus of Bezdin. Another example, not by Misa, but the Gemara Baba Kama talks about taking matters into your own hand when it comes to a person stealing money from you. Ovid Inish Dina Dinafshe, where it says a person could take matters into his own hands, and there's a Rashi there, and there's a Ketzos that talks about him being a Shliach Bezdin. Ah, I wasn't appointed a Shliach Bezdin, but the guy stole my money. There's still ways of acting as a Shliach Bezdin without being formally appointed a Shliach Bezdin. So this would be another case of Goel Adam, which may have been actually appointed by a Bezdin. He's taking actually his, not a heter because he's upset. It's a fulfillment of a Mises Bezdin, an onesh that this Rotzeach deserves. So that's a very important Chakira to keep in mind. That's one thing. Okay. Yes.
So how can it be the heter because you're upset? Because let's say then the Kohen Gadol would die the next day. So you're upset. Still in 2 days.
Yeah, Echanami. It could be that the Misa of the Kohen Gadol, that self will bring a certain level of awareness to him, it'll shake him up, and the Kohen Gadol dies, not Stam. When Rav Chaim Kanevsky was Nifter, the whole world was shaken up by it, and hopefully people felt like they're a better person and want to do tshuva, and maybe that will have such an impact on him that his taiva will go away. Maybe.
Does, if the God... If the Rotzeach stays and does not go into the city, into Armifa, and he gets killed by the Goel Adam, does he get kapara for that, or is he a Poshea?
If he gets killed, I imagine the kapara, he doesn't get kapara of Gullus, but from Misa, Misa alone gives the highest level of kapara. So if he gets killed, he'll probably get the full kapara that he needs.
So isn't it better to just like not go into Gullus?
No, he wants to stay alive. We want to be in this world as much as we can. We want to do mitzvahs. We want to responsibilities. We don't want to give our lives up. No. Okay. Fine. So that's the first, again, the first chakir again, is the heter of the Goel Adam, is it based on a tithe that he has, or is it based on a Mises Bezin that he's carrying out? That's one. Second thing we said about, in general, now Gala is Gullus because it's a kapara for him, or it's a hatzala for the Rotzeach. And then the third piece is, why would Adam Zoman be getting, Gullus at all? What shaykh to them? Okay. Now with that, let's re-look at the Ritva, and we'll read it slowly. V'chi tema v'hachala m'chayavim. Why are Edom Zomim chayiv? Sharei hu gol al piatzmo de galus kaparhi. That a rotzeach is allowed to exile himself. Why could he exile himself, guys? What's the Ritva telling us? To kapara. To kapara for himself. He's allowed. He wants kapara. He wants to do the right thing. That's the right thing. He's allowed to self-impose a galus for himself. That's allowed. Now, in this question... So now, what's pshat? Why is it related to them being chayiv? Why shouldn't they be chayiv? The Eim Zomim. What's the pshat in the Ritva again? Why are they chayiv? Because the Gola, he self-imposed the exile. Well, what is that question? What does one do the next?
Well, the Eidim didn't do anything. The kapar that the Irmikol normally would supply is not something shaykh to them. How can he cause them to become chayiv to go into Golos when there's no reason for that to happen?
So there's no reason for that to happen, for the Eidim Zomim to experience Gullus. Could be that, okay. Could be that much of it. It works well with the answer. Okay, yeah, another suggestion?
That's the entire Din of Eidim Zomim.
Yeah.
I'm saying they're not shy after the Misa that they're being made out of a person, they're still getting kicked back to them. I'm saying, I just want, how would that?
No.
So why didn't they go for
that? The point is that if you gave Eidim Zomim, if Eidim Zomim were found to be Eidim Zomim for Kiddush Levana, that's example. So they don't get Kiddush Levana. What does that even mean? But so it's only shaykh by an onesh. So here, if kapara is not an onesh, so kapara is not shaykh to them. What are they chayv? A kapara is something for a person who murdered Bishogig. It's not a punishment. It's a kapara. It's not shaykh to them. So that's what I think pshat is of this Ritva. Now he answers, Yesh Lomar, She'eino gol al piatmo. He says, not true. A person cannot self-impose galus. Sharei yesh bedavar chiyav misa. Because when one goes to galus, it actually opens the door for a chiyav misa. What's the chiyav misa on the Ratzach now when he goes to galus? Im yotza chutz a tchum. If he leaves a tchum, harga gol adam. The gol adam's allowed to kill him. He's imposing a chiyav misa himself. By going to Ari Miklat, that's now allowing a heter for the gol adam to kill. Why? There's a chiyav misa. He doesn't say that the gol adam has a heter to kill you. He calls it, there's a chiyav misa. What chiyav misa is there? He killed accidentally.
He Elam. The second side, but he's like,
exactly. It must be, I think, that the gol adam is acting as a shliach bezdin, as he's carrying out a misa of bezdin. And when is he allowed to do this? When he steps outside the tchum of the Ari Miklat, there's a heter of a chiyav misa to kill him. So you can't impose a chiyav misa on yourself. If a guy goes to the bezdin and says, I was Machal Shabbos, ain't other mason of Aspen Russia. You don't get skila for that. So that's what's going on here, this heter. You can be molded to yourself if you want to do kapara. You can't be molded to yourself if you're going to impose an onus on yourself. So that's the chilak he makes. That's the question and then the answer. Where's the chiyav misa? The chiyav misa is when the gol adam kills someone, that heter is a chiyav misa. That's a chiyav misa's bezdin. And that's pshat here in these 2 points. Now we can understand also the chiyav of Edom Zomim. If galus is only kapara, it's not shaykh. What Edom Zomim didn't kill anyone to get kapara of galus. But if you view it as an onesh, a chiyav misa, that chiyav misa can kick back on Edom Zomim. That's what to talk about. That's what shaykh to the Edom Zomim. That's pshat here. Now, yeah.
Will this be one of the only cases where you become Edom Zomim by not saying Imanu Hayisem?
Only case where you don't say Imanu Hayisem? What do you mean? Am I following that?
You're Edom Zomim here, right?
Yeah.
But there was no Imanu Hayisem. Like, that's usually a regular case of Edom.
Why is no Imanu Hayisem here?
Kill the show,
what he said.
What do you mean? The Edom were caught to be Edom Zomim. Some other second set of Edom.
The guy said, like, you didn't see me, but he never said, is that considered Iman? That's Hachasha, no?
No, I'm saying it has to be a case where...
What's the
case? Right, it has to be a case where the... I hear what you're saying. I still assume it's a situation whereby the Edom were caught as Edom Zomim, Iman HaYisem. Yeah. I think that's a situation. I think so. Okay, now...
Would the Ritva agree that in a case where he is Moden and therefore it doesn't work, you can't put yourself on it on a Chiyav Misa, would he agree that the Gol Adam is still Potter when he kills him? That's what I remember.
Say again, for the Ritva and the Maskana.
The Maskana, would the Ritva still hold that if he's Moden, I mean, obviously it's possible because you can't be Moden yourself on a Chiyav Misa, but would the Gol Adam still be Potter? Because if the Gol Adam is still Potter for killing him, that means that he also holds by the first side of the Chakir that we made about.
Right, so it would seem that there would not be a heter to kill. Would not be heter to kill. Those go; they're connected to each other. So we would not trust his hoda, because then it would mean that if we would, then zechiyav misa on him, and we can't. And then he's ain other mason asma rasha. We wouldn't trust it exactly. Now you'd only trust it according to the Ritva. We would trust it, or rather, according to the Marsha, he holds you would trust it because his hoda is about hatzalah. It's about kapara. Not hatzalah, right? It's hatzalah, not kapara. Wait a second. Look back at this. Hold on a second. And confused. Marsha. Hatzalah. For him it's Hatzalah. And therefore, but he only, right. So now, that's a tricky thing. Now with the Marsha, it's a bit tricky. The Ritva, I think, is clear right now. The Ritva, again, in the Havmin, the Ritva holds that it's Midin Kapara, therefore he could trust himself, he could admit that he wants Kapara. The Maskani holds, no, it's really Chiyav Misa Bezdin, so he wouldn't trust him anymore. Fine. That's all good. And now what comes out from this is that Ari Mikla and the Havmin is a Kapara, Ari Mikla and Maskana has to be a case of Hatzalah. Okay. Now, and by Hatzalah, we wouldn't trust his admission because it will lead to Chiyav Misa, and that much we can't trust. Now, it comes out for the Marsha, however, how come we would trust his admission in this case? Why do we trust a Hodah by the case of Gol Adam if that allows him to act on the Misa's Bezdin? So I think the Marsha have to split things up. Everyone with me a little bit? It's a little tricky. I told you, two sugars. Ignore the Edom Zomim for a second. Focus now on the Gol Adam's heter and the Ari Miklat, that function, how the two go together here. So according to the Marsha, the Ritva rather, the Maskana, the heter to kill is a Chiyav Misa Bezdin, and Hatzala would be to protect that. Golos is to protect from that. Those go hand in hand. But by the Maharsha, it's different. By the Maharsha, the heter to kill, I think, has to be not Mises Bezdin. Because if it's Mises Bezdin, we wouldn't trust his Hoda. The heter to kill must be for the Maharsha about his blood boiling, the taiva, like the Netziv. But once he has that heter to kill, the function of Miklas is serving as a Hatzala and to save him. And that would work out well for the Maharsha. Again, it's a little bit tricky. We have to work back to the Maharsha and the Ritva. But the Maharsha is working with, again, the Ari Miklat is for the Hatzala, but the Heter Godam must be because of the Netziv. Otherwise, we wouldn't trust his admission. While the Ritva agrees the Ari Miklat is for Hatzala, but we don't trust the admission here, the Hoda, because since he holds that the Godam's Heter is because of Mises Bezim, we don't trust the Hoda. So if we don't trust the Hoda, there's no Chimis Bezim, Mimela, you don't need to go to Ari Miklat, even though it's for Hatzala. Okay, I think I got that clear. Hopefully you got it clear. Yeah, I'll repeat again.
Then why in the beginning of the Ritva did he say that you're allowed to go for Kapara? Why did he let you park for Hatzala?
He changes the understanding of it.
Because originally he stated that, oh, we know that you can just go to Ari Miklat for Kapara.
Exactly.
And now he's saying, no, it's not about that. It's really Hatzala.
I think so, yeah. I think so, yeah.
Kapara
and Sheikh Bezdin can't go together.
That wouldn't make sense, because the whole point of Sheikh Bezdin is to say, he should be safe in Irikla. That's why we make him chayv to say we don't let him
but,
kill himself.
But you could still say even though Goldam's heter is to kill because of Mrs. Bezdin, we could still say that the gullus is still a kapara. You could still say it's a kapara.
You can still say it's both.
Right. You got both always work out. Yeah, for sure. You had a question, yeah.
Can you be medacted? When the Ritva said it's a fee of Misa, that was the case where the Rotseach was already in Irikla and then left. Went outside the
club. Yeah, you can make that deal.
He never got to the Yermikla to begin with.
Yeah, that's not another discussion, but yeah.
So a lot of doctors of the Ritva say that it's like the Netziv the whole way through, any case of the Golad I'm killing. Or sorry, not that. A lot of doctors say that it's a Chiyuv Misa, like a Shliach Bezdin, in any case of the Golad I'm killing. If the Golad I'm killed him before he got to Yermikla, he could say like the Netziv in that case.
Well, I'm saying it could be before he went to the Yermikla, there might not be a Heter for the Golad I'm to kill.
You could say, yeah. You could say not a Heter, or you could say that. It was a heter, but not midin.
Yeah, but I think it's a discussion we showed him whether or not there's a heter to kill prior to going to the Irmikla. Yes, he's figured out whether the Ritva holds. And that it sounds like from the Ritva, the heter is only when he leaves once he gets there.
But if you did it, okay, would it be videoed okay?
Not sure. Okay, should we repeat again?
Yeah.
Okay, one more time. We'll try. We'll finish with this one more time again. A bit confused. Okay, we have the basic Chakira of Irmikla being Hatzala versus Kabar. We got that much. We have another Chakira about the Goldam. Is Goldam a heter because of his taiva to kill, like the netziv, or because it's a shliach bezin? So those we can share, and you'll be fine with that. We're walking through now the Ritva to understand what he holds. So in the Havamina, he says that he can be goal himself because it's about kapara. So why not? A person could he wants kapara, so he admits he killed someone b'shogeg. It's about kapara. That's the function of galus. It's kapara. And in the Maskana, he says a person cannot be goal himself, because that's going to result in the Goldam killing him out to Mises Bezdin. And that much we can't allow him to invoke Mises Bezdin on himself. So it's really about an onish in that situation. So now he changes the gears, what the Goldam is doing. But what does that mean about Golas? What's Golas accomplishing? So if Gola is about Mises Bezdin, so Golas is about Hatzala from the Mises Bezdin. That seems to be the understanding. Or you could say what we just suggested, maybe even Maskana, the Ritva holds the Gullus is also about Kapara, but still, since it also means that there's a Heter of Mises Bezdin from the Goldam, we don't allow him to get that Kapara, because then, in essence, it means he's admitting to a Mises Bezdin. Yeah, the last part is, again, that the Maskana, when he says he doesn't get Gullus, so he says because it's going to lead to a Mises Bezdin, because the Goldam could kill him now. He assumes that the Goldam's Heter is not based on the Netziv, it's based on Mises Bezdin. And if he admits that's going to lead to Mises Bezdin, a person cannot be modeh to an onish Mises Bezdin. So we don't trust his admission. And the question becomes, in the Maskana of the Ritva, does that mean he says, okay, if the Goldam's heter to kill in general is because Mises Bezdin, does that mean that the Ari Miklat is serving as a Hatzala? Or no, he maintained what he wrote in the Havamina, that the Havamina Gullus is because of Kapara, in a Chanami, Havamina, and even Maskana. But because there's another repercussion of that admission, that there's a heter mises bezdin now, that much we can't allow for. And therefore, we don't trust the admission. We can't accept the admission of the rotzeach. Well, again, the Marsha says that the whole point of Ari Miklat is for Hatzala purposes. That's the whole function of it. And he allows the admission, the Hoda, to work for the Gal Adam to kill him, not because it's a Mises Bezdin, because Hoda doesn't work by Mises Bezdin. It must be that the Heter of the Gal Adam is because of the Taiva. And once the moment he hears a Hoda, that's enough of a Heter for him to, his blood to boil to allow it to pass through the Heter of the Gal Adam killing him. Okay, this is going to require a little Chazara. I thought it'd be easier than it was, but Mais was Geschmack stuff. And then next week, Sunday, we have Shir Sunday. So the plan is to, a bit off topic from the Gemaras we're doing now, but on topic of the Sugya. What does that mean? We're going to learn through the Sugyas of Ari Mikla right now. Ari Mikla is going to be the next Sugya, a larger topic here, about Levim. Do Levim who live in the Ari Mikla, do they own? Are they considered the owners of the Ari Mikla, or are they not considered owners? So we're just using this discussion of the Ari Mikla here to springboard to talk about this discussion. It's really based on the Sugya and think on Daf Yud Aleph. Or you'd base.
Was the Chakira of Gol Adam based?